The storm hit yesterday evening as the sun was going down. The storm passed, but the power still hasn't come back on. The air is still, no air conditioning, and silent, no fans, computers, TVs to make noise. I put on my weekend cotton dress, my little belt, my hair in a bun, no panties. It's morning, and we're on the couch drinking coffee. I'm huddled under the window, using the sun to read an old copy of Wired. You're reading a paperback. My feet are jammed under you, warming my toes. Then I part my legs, lift my skirt, and let you take a look at your goods. You glance over briefly, but you don't immediately look at me, even though it's clearly a ploy for attention. After a minute or so, you reach your hand over, your eyes never leaving your page, and run your hand up my leg to the lips of my now bare pussy. "You shaved?" you ask. "Yes, it's dark, but the hot water works," I said, casually flipping past an ad to see some full-page infograph. You begin running your fingers across my pussy. "Want to play a game?" you ask, finally looking up from your page. I nod and put on a big smile. "Here's the rule. You can't come unless I'm licking your pussy. Understood?" you ask. Another nod. I lift my skirt even higher and drop my knees a little more to the side. "Touch yourself," you say, as you turn your eyes back to the book. A little confused, but still wet from the attention, I begin rubbing my clit, lightly and gently, as I would if I were alone and wanting to come. Soon, light whimpers begin, then moans. "Do you want to come, little girl?" you ask, looking away from your book to see me, my legs spread wide so close to you, my fingers drenched in wetness. "Yes, sir. Please. May I please come now?" I ask. You give me a sly smile. "Nope. You know the rules," he answers. I groan in frustration. At this point, I thought I would try begging. I keep rubbing and try some more. "Pretty please. Pretty please, can I come with a cherry on top?" I tell you how I would suck the cum out of your cock so well, how I'd lick your balls, how I'd let you fuck me any way you want. You say, but you don't budge. It's not working. More direct action is needed. I move to my knees and begin lightly rubbing myself while kissing your neck, nuzzling my mouth down your neck and chest, whispering, "Please. Please. Please." That doesn't work either. "I'll do anything to come." I get up. "You mean anything?" you ask, finally turning your attention to me. You turn to face me, shifting both your hands to my inner thighs and the lips of my wet pussy. You move my own hands out of the way and replace them with your own. You begin soft and slow. "Would you suck my toes right now?" you ask. "Would you do that so I would lick your pussy and make you come?" Your fingers trace the skin on my inner thighs. "Yes, sir," I say. I mean it. My knees are shaking. "Would you... I don't know. Let me come on your tits and send you back to work without letting you clean up?" "Yes." "Yes." I meant it, too, very seriously. Now that the idea was in my head, it was all I could think about. I wanted to do those things. I know you're fucking with my head. Because if the attendant effect was to make me want those things, it's working. Your fingers keep moving. Would you drink my piss? You ask. Yes, I say. I would, and I mean it. I'm almost lusting after it. I turn my head away and shut my eyes tight. Would you lick my asshole? You ask. Good. Good girl, you answer, and slide down to your knees. Your tongue meets my clit like ice to a hot pan. My body convulses. You really know how to fuck every part of me. I open my eyes and smile as I come.